good? Have you ever said that?
Yes, ma'am.
How would you say that?
So I'm doing pretty good.
All right, okay. You're not a complaining type. I doubt if you say that very much, Lucille. You probably always say you're fine, don't you?
Yeah.
I bet you do. If someone is troubled, you might say, oh, it will come all right now. Don't
worry. Mm-hmm.
What is the disease of the joints called, Lucille? You're getting old and your joints are stiff and aching. You say you've got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. Do you use arthritis for all?
No, some is bursitis.
Okay. But would you generally call anything that aches like that with the joints?
Rheumatism.
Oh, you call them any of these terms? What would you say usually, though?
Bursitis.
Would you?
Yeah. All right. That's what I have.
Okay. All right. Is bursitis different in any way than arthritis or rheumatism?
Yes.
How is it?
Arthritis cripples you. You know, it draws your joint, and the bursitis don't. It swells them. And then when they swole, you don't use them as good.
Yes.
It's the fluid get on the bone.
That's right. All right. A very sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat. What is that called? Do you remember? We don't have much of this disease any longer. After World War I, they have given people shots needed for this. Begins with D. The children would choke in the nighttime.
Diphtheria.
All right. What's the disease where the skin turns yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
When you have your appendix taken out, you say you have had an attack, or rather, when you have trouble with your appendix, you say you have had an attack of what?
Appendicitis.
If someone eats something that doesn't agree with him and it wouldn't stay down, you would say he had to
throw it up.
All right. If it's a pretty bad case of this, you might say he was leaning over the fence and he was doing what?
Throwing up.
Okay. Might you use
Gagging,
all right. Is there another term that you might use for that? Any other one? Might you use a term where you're kind of joking about it afterwards? Not at the time, I'm sure, but afterwards, where you might say, oh, he's something all over the street.
Messing all over.
Okay. If all right. What about this person now who has thrown up or vomited? Have you ever heard that expression, by the way, vomit?
Yes, ma'am.
Will you pronounce that for me?
Vomited.
Okay. What about somebody now who has thrown up or vomited? You would say he is sick
on his stomach.
Someone who has some news to tell you. She had hardly got the news when she came right over
and told me.
Would you ever say for to tell me?
No.
All right. If you invite somebody to come and see you this evening and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you would say, now if you don't come, I
will be disappointed.
Right. If you both are going to be glad to see me, you will say, now this is you and maybe one of your daughters. You'll say, we
will be home.
All right. And you're going to be glad to see me now. And you'd say, we will.
We'll be glad to see you.
All right. If, now we're going to go back to punishment for the little child, this poor child.